Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Monday, April 15th. On today's show, we explore the role of AI and big data in shaping commercial real estate decisions and discuss how to leverage debt for investing in commercial realty. Plus, we take a look at Japan's record-breaking $2 billion investment in Australian real estate. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. We start off with a look at how the commercial real estate sector is on the cusp of a technological revolution, with artificial intelligence and big data driving unprecedented insights and decision-making capabilities. Here to discuss this further is our Simply CRE correspondent. So tell us, how are AI and big data being leveraged in the world of commercial real estate?
AI and big data are truly transforming the way real estate professionals navigate the market. By analyzing vast data sets and real-time trends, stakeholders can now anticipate shifts and adapt strategies with remarkable agility. Predictive analytics, for example, allows investors to forecast market movements and identify properties poised for growth. However, it's important to note that these technological innovations complement rather than replace the nuanced understanding and intuition that human expertise brings to the table.
That's a great point about the interplay between technology and human judgment. How is this balance playing out in areas like property valuation and space utilization?
Valuing a commercial property has always been a complex process, and AI is certainly enhancing the precision of this task by scrutinizing variables like geographical positioning and lease agreements. Yet properties often have unique narratives and architectural traits that algorithms may struggle to fully appreciate. Similarly, in space utilization, AI can offer insights into tenant behavior and optimize layouts for efficiency. But deploying these technologies requires a careful balance to ensure tenant privacy is respected.
Sustainability is another key focus in today's real estate market. How are AI and big data being used to advance environmental stewardship?
AI and big data are indeed potent tools in the quest for sustainability, helping identify ways to reduce energy consumption and enhance environmental responsibility. Smart amenities, efficient resource management, and data-informed operational adjustments are all part of this digital transformation. However, it's crucial to remember that true sustainability encompasses a broader commitment to our planet beyond just technological solutions.
As we look to the future of commercial real estate, what challenges and opportunities do you see in this technological evolution?
The symbiosis between AI, big data, and human expertise is undoubtedly shaping the future of the industry. Striking the right balance between innovation and ethical considerations, privacy, and human judgment will be key. By navigating these challenges thoughtfully, the real estate sector has the opportunity to craft spaces that reflect its highest aspirations for sustainability, community building, and adaptability to the demands of the modern world.
Thank you for those insights, Michael. It's clear that while AI and big data are revolutionizing commercial real estate, the human element remains as vital as ever in shaping the industry's trajectory. Speaking of growth in real estate, let's shift our focus to India. The commercial real estate market there is experiencing significant growth and attracting investors eager to capitalize on the opportunities it presents. Joining us now with more insights is our correspondent. So, what can you tell us about the current state and projected growth of the commercial real estate market in India?
The commercial real estate market in India is indeed thriving. According to Mordor Intelligence, the market size is currently at $40.71 billion in 2024. And is expected to reach an impressive $106.05 billion by 2029. This represents a compound annual growth rate of 21.1% over the next 5 years. Experts are predicting a growth rate of 7 to 8% in the commercial real estate sector, largely driven by the expansion of global capability centers in the country.
That's a substantial growth projection. Now, for retail investors who may be interested in exploring opportunities in commercial real estate, what options are available to them, considering the significant capital requirements?
While investing in commercial real estate, typically demands substantial capital, there are still avenues for retail investors to explore. One strategy commonly employed by developers is leveraging borrowed funds. By using leverage, investors can access higher value commercial real estate assets that would otherwise be beyond their financial reach. This approach proves to be a suitable investment option for risk-averse investors who are seeking a stable source of income with minimal exposure to market volatility.
Leveraging borrowed funds seems to be a key tactic for investors to maximize returns from their commercial real estate assets. Can you elaborate on how this strategy works and the potential benefits it offers?
Leveraging involves using borrowed money to finance a portion of the investment, allowing investors to acquire properties of higher value than they could afford with their own capital alone. By leveraging debt, investors can potentially amplify their returns as the property appreciates in value over time. Additionally, the rental income generated from the property can be used to service the debt, while the investor benefits from any remaining cash flow and potential long-term capital appreciation.
It's important to note that while leveraging can offer significant benefits, it also comes with inherent risks. Investors should carefully assess their risk tolerance and thoroughly evaluate the potential returns and risks associated with leveraged investments in commercial real estate.
Absolutely. Investors must conduct thorough due diligence and consider factors such as the property's location, tenant quality, lease terms, and overall market conditions before making any investment decisions. It's also crucial to have a well-defined investment strategy and to work with experienced professionals who can provide guidance and support throughout the investment process.
Thanks for that analysis of the growing commercial real estate market in India and the strategies investors can consider to capitalize on the opportunities it presents. Shifting our focus to another part of the world, Japanese investment in Australian real estate hit a record $2 billion last year as the country's housing crisis draws in a new wave of investors. Here with more details is our Simply CRE correspondent. So what's behind this surge of Japanese investment in Australian property?
A few key factors are driving this trend. First, major policy decisions in Australia are creating new opportunities, like the New South Wales government's plan to boost housing density around dozens of transport hubs in Sydney. This aligns well with the expertise of many Japanese firms that have experience developing residential real estate along railway lines in Japan.
And it seems a growing number of Japanese companies are getting involved beyond just the initial wave of investors we saw previously.
That's right. The latest investment report from Herbert Smith Freehills shows interest from a widening group of Japanese investors looking to tap into Australia's population-driven growth and stable business environment through commercial property. While early movers included giants like Mitsubishi Estate and Mitsui Fudosan, now firms like railway operators and construction companies are joining in major deals.
How are these Japanese investors approaching the Australian market? Are they jumping right in or taking a more cautious approach?
It varies, but many are taking a measured, long-term view. For example, Odakyu, a major railway and real estate firm, has been gradually increasing its exposure through a housing development partnership in Sydney since 2018. But the company says it will only look at further housing projects around transport hubs once it deeply understands local market conditions. The goal for Odakyu is to invest in one or two major projects per year, like its participation in the $777 million acquisition of a Sydney office complex last year.
Where does Japanese investment in Australian real estate go from here? Is this record level of activity expected to continue?
Market watchers say the trend has momentum, especially as investment from some other parts of Asia has eased recently. Last year, Japanese bidders were consistently showing up for major office and industrial deals, often including new entrants to the market. So barring any unexpected shocks, Japanese capital is poised to keep playing an outsized role in Australia's commercial property market as these investors seek stable growth opportunities outside their home market.
Thank you for that report on Australia's evolving property market. Shifting our focus to commercial real estate in the US, a Dallas area commercial contractor is planning to build a new 78,000-square-foot facility in Cedar Hill to house his new company. Jonathan Lafuente, owner and president of Lafuente Framing in Grand Prairie, filed plans to begin construction in May on the $8 million office and warehouse project. Here with more details is our correspondent. What can you tell us about this new development?
Lafuente's new company, Texas Truss, will be housed in this facility. Texas Truss is a manufacturer of wood frame products. The building will be located at 1518 Edgefield Way in Cedar Hill. Nationwide Construction is the design firm for the project.
And what do we know about Lafuente's existing company, Lafuente Framing?
Lafuente Framing is a minority-led commercial contracting firm based in Grand Prairie. They provide planning, scheduling, and delivery services for multifamily and commercial construction projects across the Dallas-Fort Worth area. This new facility for Texas Truss represents an expansion for Lafuente into manufacturing.
How long is construction expected to take once it begins in May?
According to the filing, the Texas Truss project should take about 9 months to complete once construction begins, so it will likely be finished in early 2024 if the May start date holds.
This project seems to be part of a larger growth trend happening in Cedar Hill and Southern Dallas lately. What other developments are occurring in that area?
You're right. Cedar Hill has seen quite a bit of residential and commercial development activity recently as part of the rapid growth across the entire Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex. For example, a subsidiary of major home builder Lennar Corp. is currently constructing a 246-home subdivision in Cedar Hill. And last year, Republic Property Group completed a 158-home build-for-rent project in the area as well. So Lafuente's new commercial development fits right in with the expansion trend in that part of the region.
It will be interesting to see how this new facility for Texas Truss takes shape and impacts economic activity in Cedar Hill. Thanks for those insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.